to Mindset Monday by the Sales IQ podcast. I'm your host, Luigi Prestonenzi, and I'm here to help you be the best you can be. Everyone has the potential to be the best version of themselves they can be. Sometimes things prevent us from capitalizing on that awesomeness that is sitting dormant inside of you. This podcast is about helping you unlock that potential by focusing on one thing that can help you be the very best you can be. There is virtue in work and there is virtue in rest. Use both and overlook neither. That's a quote by Alan Cohen. And why am I bringing that quote to Monday Mindset? If you're listening to this podcast or if you listen to other mindset sales podcasts, there's a high chance you're trying to find that extra 1% to be the best you can be. And whenever it comes to high-performing thinkers, doers, people that want to achieve more than just a status quo, we can often drive ourselves to a point of burnout. And sales is one of those professions. It's a profession that you can push yourself incredibly hard because at the end of the day, you're competing with yourself, right? But with any positive comes a negative. There's always a consequence to our actions. There's a consequence if we work hard, we push hard, we try to overachieve. There's always going to be a consequence. You'd be saying, but the consequence is good because we could earn more money. We could feel better about ourselves. But you're giving up something else to achieve that. You're doing something other so that you can achieve the outcome that you're so focused on. And I think I've been there. I constantly find myself in that position that I have a desire to achieve and I neglect other important things. Some might neglect their health. Some might neglect eating. Some might neglect sleeping. Some might neglect investing in relationships outside of work. There are so many things that we might neglect to achieve the thing that we hold dear to our heart. Because again, a lot of us work not just because we want to make money. That the money part is the byproduct of getting up in the morning because we have a stronger motivation to achieve what we want to achieve. And I know I might be going around in circles here, right? But where I'm going to with this week's episode, it's really clear, is that you must invest in self in order to help others achieve what they want to achieve. And in sales, our role is to help people achieve a better outcome. But how we show up is crucial to that. And if we are pushing ourselves to that point of burnout, if we are pushing ourselves to a point where we are fatigued, and it's only February 2021, but a lot of us are still feeling the effects of 2020. A lot of us are spending a lot of time on Zoom and Teams and WebEx and BlueJeans and LinkedIn and all these different platforms. And for many, rest is becoming less and less. And I want you to think about this, is what are you doing to help you get that rest? What are you doing to invest in oneself so that you can show up to be the best you can be? Because at the end of the day, you can't give the best of yourself if you haven't given yourself time to be the best that you can be. And yes, we live in a world where there is so much content out there. There is so much energy about pushing beyond and never quitting. But at the end of the day, if you run out of energy, you run out of energy. No matter what you do to get that energy back, once you run out, when you're running on empty, it's very hard to be the best you can be. It's very hard to show up to your clients and your prospects and elevate that conversation when you're constantly running on empty. So my message this week is quite clear. It's be consciously aware of how you're feeling and think about, do I need time to rest? Do I need time to just back it off? Doesn't mean that you're quitting or you're going to stop achieving your goals. It means that you're taking care of the most important person in the world, yourself. Because if you don't take care of yourself, if you don't enable yourself to be the best you can be and give yourself time, then you can't serve others. You can't help other people. Because you're not helping yourself. And it's a message that I've got to keep telling myself because I am guilty of it. I'm guilty of working long hours. I love what I do. I enjoy it. I get up early. But there's a consequence. And rest is a key. It's absolutely key to getting the most out of yourself and to being that high-performing professional that makes you so good at what you do. If you are finding that you're a bit fatigued or you are finding that you're a bit foggy or you're finding that you're skipping parts of the process, instead of being incredibly hard on yourself, ask yourself a question. Do I need to recharge my batteries? Do I need a little bit of rest? Give yourself permission to take the time to service the one that needs the most help. That's yourself. Because if you're able to do that, you're able to then show up and be the very best you can be to help people achieve the outcomes that they need to achieve. So if this is a message that you think somebody should hear and this resonated with you, please go ahead and like, rate and share it. I do this to help you be the very best sales professionals you can be.